This is the way. Welcome to a special edition of This is the Way podcast. I'm here to talk about the full trailer for season 3 of The Mandalorian. It was showcased on Monday, January 16th, 2023. The show will debut on Disney Plus on March 1st. It's been several years since season 2 of the show wrapped up with Luke on the bridge of Moff Gideon's ship, and almost a year since we last saw Din Djarin and Grogu in the Book of Boba Fett. Okay, first impression time. I like it. It looks great. And the visuals still feel authentic to me. I'm growing to love the look of Mandalorian armor and the variations of it. My first impression is that Filoni and Favreau have not handed this show off to people and are taking a backseat. I think they're still heavily involved and they have a clear vision for Star Wars, which is something I think is really lacking of late. Now, that's not considering Andor. I think Tony Gilroy did a great job, but he's focused on storytelling, and I really feel like Filoni and Favreau just have a deep love for Star Wars that goes beyond great storytelling. Sure, they want to tell great stories, but they're doing more. They're curators, in a way. And yes, there is a lot of the past of Star Wars that means a lot to me, but rather than killing it, these guys are just killing it with how well they're treating Star Wars. I don't know what the future holds for The Mandalorian, even. I don't know what we're going to see in season 3, but I'm here for it. And I think you are too.
Yeah. Good.
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
Let's get to it. The trailer opens on what looks to be a desert plateau with 7 armored individuals walking together while Din Djarin muses in a voiceover about what it means to be a Mandalorian. Now, 7 samurai, 7 Mandalorians. I don't know who these people are. Maybe they're from the covert from Navarro. Maybe they're people that he's gone out in the universe and collected. Maybe this is early in the season. Maybe it's real late. You know, I think one of the things I always remember is the shots that we see in these trailers. Often, we don't see anything past, like, the halfway point. Maybe as far as episode 6, we'll see shots in the trailer. But after that, we don't really see late season stuff end up in the trailers. Could be different this time around. Maybe some of the shots of the fighting happen real late. My money is that they're going to continue to only show really early season stuff in these trailers. So it's hard for me to figure out what the main focus of the show is going to be based on the trailers. It seems like it's going to be this. You know, what does it mean to be part of the group? Or any group? So could Filoni and Favreau be saying something about our current day, but just using Star Wars to do it? Or are they really only talking about factions of Mandalore here? You know, Din Djarin won the Darksaber in combat in Season 2, so he's the rightful wielder, whatever that means to that culture. But he's also the leader of a clan of 2. He and his adopted son, Grogu, you know, the Mudhorn clan. I mean, they're off in the universe all by themselves. The first trailer, the teaser, focused more on Bo-Katan, I thought, and her thoughts. And it might have been implied that Mandalore was going to be the sole focus of Season 3. Like, who's leading it, his travels to there to atone. But there are so many stories being told in this season from the looks of this first, well, not the first, but the first full trailer.
Our people are scattered. Like stars in the galaxy.
After a look at the group in the desert, there's a Lucasfilm slate, and Din and Grogu are heading through hyperspace. The Mandalorian, our Mandalorian, Din Djarin, says There is more to being a Mandalorian than learning how to fight. You have to learn how to navigate the galaxy, he says, as he returns to a more prosperous Navarro. At least I think that's where it is, because he meets Greef Karga. Now the town is seemingly thriving. And there's a Kowakian monkey lizard in a tree, but it's called just a tree lizard in the closed captioning. I'm wondering about that. I had a series of tweets, and that was one of my thoughts. It was like, is this saying that he is just a pet for Jabba and not like a court jester, that he's not really sentient, that he's just an animal? You know, we saw them being roasted and in cages in previous season trailers. So what's the deal? I don't think that's really important. It's just a question. But Din and Greef Karga seem to be good friends now. That's such a huge journey all the way from season 1, episode 3, when Din shoots Greef Karga on the Razor Crest, you know, blasts him out of the door to get away clean with Grogu during the rescue in season 1. Now there's a statue of IG-11 in the town square. Another reminder of past stories that we've seen in this world. There's shots of Din's new ship encountering a wet atmosphere on descent, and then the armorer quenches something that she's working on by dipping it into water. So maybe this is a comparison to him trying to dip himself in the waters of Mandalore, because he literally says as much in his very next line. I'm going to Mandalore so that I may be forgiven for my transgressions. Then we see what may be the bubble-shielded capital city of Mandalore, and it's been bombed to pieces in the Night of a Thousand Tears or the Great Purge or whatever. Then we get a shot of R5. It seems like Din has had second thoughts about that bubble port for his little buddy Grogu. Remember, in the Book of Boba Fett, he had her put that port in so that he could look out. And we, at the very end of the series, the Book of Boba Fett, he's, you know, jetting off and Grogu's looking out into space. Well, he's taken it back to Pelimoto on Tatooine, it seems, for a retrofit. Now it's back to being an astromech port. And it seems like he's taking R5 from her to put into that port. So, did he not have an astromech in mind when he did that? Is that why we see one of the scenes later where he's going to a droid bar? I'm not really sure why he would do that. Maybe we'll get an explanation, or maybe it's just because, you know, they didn't like the way that it looked with the bubble back there. But Grogu is now still looking out of a canopy. This time, though, he's going to be doing it from his dad's lap. And I'm not sure how safe that is. You know, is that something that police can stop him for? You know, can Carson Teva pull him over for that?
I think we can let him off with a warning this time.
Thank you, officer.
You know, basically, Captain Carson Teva is a New Republic cop. You know, he's always, like, stopping him for speeding or flying weird. He's in the trailer, though!
There's something dangerous happening out there. And by the time it becomes big enough for you to act, it'll be too late.
We hear Captain Carson Teva, Paul Sun-Hyung Lee, is back. He is in the trailer. He's got a line. We hear his voice. And we also see what might be Coruscant or Hosnian Prime. It's a planet with a huge city. Teva's voice is discussing a looming threat. Now, if we only still had Carrie Fisher, right? I mean, look, it seems like it's the sort of thing that Leia was warning people about. So how cool would it be, you know, Teva just came out of a meeting with General Leia or something. What if he's her trusted friend? I don't think it's a mistake that Teva's lines about the growing threat coming have a shot of Dr. Pershing. That, you know, he's the geneticist that had the cloning patch in season 1 and season 2. He was after Grogu's blood, right? It also, the line also comes over a shot of a tunnel, I presume, under Mandalore, where I presume Din Djarin unearths an ash-covered Mandalorian helmet. So maybe that line about being too late to meet this growing threat is an implication that it might be too late for him to atone for his transgressions. It's then followed by something that's maybe too late to erase the past, a continuation of the scene out of the memory of Grogu, where Jedi are defending him in the temple, as I suspect clone troopers are coming in through the door. So what if, and this is just a thought, what if we're getting it wrong? What if he's not rescued by somebody from the temple? What if Palpatine ordered him to be taken specifically for his cloning material, and he was stolen by the Clatoonian gang during the fall of the Empire? You know, what if he was being held all that time, and he was being experimented on all that time between the fall, you know, the Order 66, and Return of the Jedi? He was somewhere that Palpatine had him in a lab. All this time we've been misdirected. We think, oh, he got out of, you know, somebody rescued him out of the temple. Maybe he was just captured specifically on Palpatine's orders, held all that time, then rescued years later. You know, the fall of the Empire happens. Then these Clatoonians go in and raid this undefended lab and take him as prisoner. All right, it's just a thought.
Where does that leave us now?
After we see those Jedis awaiting their fate, we see TIE Interceptors chasing down a Mandalorian fighter on a world that I felt closely resembled Aldani. Now, I know, places are often reused for shots that aren't in the same place in the Star Wars universe. Those ships were not really flying there, so it could have just been shots intended to be used for Andor that weren't used. Usually, sets are different enough from show to show, but there's only so many real-world vistas that you can use, and maybe it's all CG. I don't know, but I don't know why then you would create a CG world that looked so close to the one used in Andor for Aldani. This could be where Bo-Katan is in the teaser trailer. She was in her throne room, and in the background you saw a water world with kind of rocky cliffs. Maybe she's the one being chased. Maybe it's a flashback. Maybe those aren't Imperial ships anymore. Maybe she is being chased by a rogue faction of Mandalorians in commandeered Imperial ties. I don't think the shot of Din Djarin in the cockpit saying, "Hang on, kid," is from the same sequence, but maybe it is. It could be. It just doesn't look like the same ship interior compared to the outside. It looks like his ship. But maybe he is the one in that ship trying to lose the interceptors. We then get a shot of Din inside a droid bar. He's threatening the bartender, I guess, with some kind of electrical triangular device. I don't know what he's doing, or maybe he's showing them something like, where did so-and-so get this? There are astromechs, protocol droids in there, and B1 separatist battle droids in the bar. You know, Roger, Roger.
That doesn't compute.
Those kind of B1 battle droids are in the bar. It's so weird, and it's cool. Next up is Mandalorians in a jump ship, and this is either Nevarro, or maybe it's a flashback to when Din Djarin was saved as a child, since it kind of looks like Children of the Watch flashbacks from season 1. But it's more likely set in the present time, because the next shot seems to be Paz Vizsla or someone that looks like, you know, heavy Mando in the foreground.
Leave, apostate.
And then in the background, the statue of IG-11, who was standing on stormtrooper helmets, is missing in the background. It's been blown away or blown up or taken down or whatever. But it is clearly, you know, from the handshake shot of Din and Grief, you could see the foot on the helmet, and now there's two metal posts sticking out that seem to me to be indicating where the statue once was. Well, it's not there. It's not on the ground. It's not there anymore. I'm a little worried about what's being done with his body or whatever it is, the statue of him. I'm just a little worried about that. And I'll explain that later. But we get a shot of a grappled Clatoonian falling to the ground in front of a couple of the Anzellans, the Babu Freak species from Rise of Skywalker, they are happy to see the Clatoonian getting what's coming to it. And then one of the coolest sequences in the trailer, Grogu piloting himself in the egg pram, you know, his little egg thing. He's piloting it himself out of a tunnel, only to be surprised by this four-eyed beast that jumps in. Looked to me a little like one of the Morlocks from the Time Machine movie. If you've seen it, maybe that jogs your memory and maybe you go, oh yeah, or maybe you think it looks like something else. Anyway, the creature is force pushed out of the way, you know, blasted out of the tunnel, and Grogu proves that this thing is just no match for him. What a change all the way back from the Mudhorn days, you know. I mean, he used the force then in defense of his quote-unquote dad or his friend, his new friend. But now he's almost got like a look on his face like, ah, yeah, I know what I'm doing here. And the trailer ends with the season 3 slate. March 1st will be season 3, episode 1. One notable character missing from the trailers that we know will be there is Moff Gideon. Reportedly, he is seeking inclusion as some kind of Darth Maul Mandalorian-inspired super commando. He wants into this culture. That's what we heard from Giancarlo Esposito in press rounds. Now, why is he making press rounds with the cast if we're not seeing him in the trailer? That might mean that he's late in the season, right? We haven't seen him in the teaser. We haven't seen him in the full trailer. I'm wary that this is going to be a late reveal, even though Giancarlo Esposito is making press rounds with the main cast. Maybe it's because, you know, he was kind of a popular actor from some of his roles, and that's why they have him out there. You know, he's a personable guy, and he's, you know, he likes to do these interviews, and it can be hard sometimes to get people to like to go out and do press for your show. I know there's plenty of time. There's 8 episodes in the season, plenty of time to get everything in. I'm just a little worried. If there's anything that's worrying me, or the thing that's worrying me most, rather, might be what he means to the story, because it seems like they might just be trying to shoehorn him in or keep him alive. Just, I don't know, just because he's a halfway decent villain for them, and I don't know that he's needed. But I'm going to wait and see. You know, I went back and looked at my notes on my reaction to the Book of Boba Fett trailer. I had high hopes for that show. I just feel like The Mandalorian is different. And I loved Andor, too. This Is the Way podcast, though, came out of my excitement over The Mandalorian Season 1 trailers. Andor did prove to me great stories could still be told. Obi-Wan Kenobi, I think it had mismanaged potential. The Book of Boba Fett set up a story I was excited to see unfold, and then, in my opinion, it failed to deliver on a promise set up by the first 4 episodes. The Bad Batch, that's out right now. It's fun. Season 2 is fine. But how much of that do we need to see tie into the narrative between the prequels and the original trilogy to care? Well, you know, I don't feel like we need The Mandalorian to tie together with the original trilogy and sequels. I feel like it's something that we can just enjoy on its own, yet we still do get those little Easter eggs. I guess I'm still riding high from getting that strong Luke, you know, Return of the Jedi or post-Return of the Jedi, powerful Luke at the end of season 2 of The Mandalorian. I'm still giving Favreau and Filoni credit for that. I mean, I think they can dine off that for a while for me, because, you know, that's my opinion. I do expect that we're going to see exciting additions to the Star Wars universe, Easter eggs from the past, and I think we're going to get tie-ins between the original trilogy and, for better or worse, the sequel trilogy. That's kind of what I'm here for. Yes, I do still have fears. is Favreau going to put someone in an Iron Man suit and call it new Mandalorian armor? Will he retrofit IG-11's statue thanks to the Anzellans and put Grogu in it? Could happen. Are we going to get this tease of Din Djarin heading into the depths of Mandalore, but never really see it realized? Maybe he he's about to go into the depths of Mandalore. We've heard, he's going to go in there and the water's bleating beneath. But then he decides at the last moment, you know what? I don't need to do that. That's kind of a letdown that you're setting us up and then not fulfilling that promise, right? Are we going to revisit characters that we don't need to as fan service instead of meeting characters that continue to service the story that we're being told? I am worried, but also I'm still excited. I mean, after the trailer, the excitement is in the lead over worry, and that's right where I want to stay. Well, what about you? Let us know what you think. Email us, thisisthewaypodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram @thisisthewaypod or on facebook.com/thisisthewaypod. You know, you can always check out our link tree at linktr.ee/thisisthewaypod. We're going to do a podcast, a January news podcast. We're going to have some coverage about the Bad Batch Season 2, probably a first half recap before we get to March 1st. And we're probably going to have a February news update. We haven't even done the January one, but we're going to have a February one too before the next season. I don't think we're going to get any more trailers. I think this is the last full trailer that we're going to get before the show. But if we somehow get another one or get some news, you know where to go to find the information for that. We are going to continue to do new shows and, shows about the shows that we're watching on about Star Wars. We did full coverage of Andor, so go back and listen to that. Go back and listen to our coverage of the Book of Boba Fett and past seasons of The Mandalorian. We're going to be watching The Mandalorian Season 1 and Season 2 to get hyped and get ready for Season 3, and I hope you will do that as well. We're not going to go redo coverage, but I will tell you, I am looking to try to get someone to do coverage of Season 2 with me. It's more fun when you do it with someone who also loves Star Wars, and that's really the problem that I'm having. I know plenty of people who like to watch the shows, and I do know people that like to do podcasting, but getting people to do podcasts about Star Wars can be a tricky thing because you have to do it fast. You can't, wait 3 weeks to do an episode of your podcast about an episode that aired 3 weeks ago. You got to kind of do it every week. So that's been my trouble, is finding someone who can commit to a week-by-week episode recap and discussion with me. I am still looking. And if you know somebody out there, you can always send us their information, or maybe they, hint to them to send us their information so that, I want to do it with someone. I don't want to do this just by myself, but I will if I have to. I absolutely will if I have to, because I love this show that much. This is the way, right? This is the way. Thank you so much for joining me here today for this special edition of This is the Way podcast. This is the way we react to the Season 3 trailer of The Mandalorian. I'm your host, Steve Lascalzo, and this is the way. May the Force be with you, always.